be speaking with Rabbi Zev Leff. Rabbi Leff is the rabbi of the town Moshav Matityahu, and in addition, he's the head of the Kollel and the dean of the Yeshiva Gedola, the post-high school yeshiva of Matityahu. Rabbi Leff, are you on the air with us?
Yes, I am.
Rabbi Leff, it's a very appropriate time to be speaking to you because you are the head of the Yeshuv Matityahu, just like Matityahu the Maccabee.
That's right, and it's not a coincidence, but this is the area, the Modi'in area, where Hanukkah actually took place.
That's an amazing thing. That means you're living history. Where you're living in Matityahu is where the story that we're telling actually happened.
That's right.
Unbelievable. I wanted to ask you, Rabbi Leff, there were three decrees against the Jewish people during the time of Hanukkah. They were not allowed to keep Shabbat, they were not allowed to perform circumcisions for their babies, and they were not allowed to do Kiddush HaChodesh, the setting of the new month. And these were punishable by death. Why, if you could tell us, why did the Syrian Greeks choose specifically these three things? Why were these the decrees on the Jewish people?
Well, one idea could be that Greek culture emphasized the externals of the world. External beauty, external power and might. Even their gods were just superhuman, superheroes, and devoid of any spiritual content. And Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, which is Kiddush HaChodesh, and Bris Milah represent the inner value, the inner spiritual meaning of everything. Shabbos is the inner soul of the world. God created the physical, material world in 6 days, but he added an neshama to it, which is the Shabbos.
The soul.
The Shabbos represents the world to come, which is the spiritual inner meaning of everything that exists physically and materially. So the Greeks wanted to negate that and leave only the external, physical, material world, which was created in 6 days. And Bris Milah represents the fact that the body is not just a body, but it has an attachment and connection to God, which is the soul. And that's the inner soul, the inner spiritual value of the body. And they wanted to negate that also. They only believed in the external beauty of the external body and power and might of the external body. And Kiddush HaChodesh is the inner soul and the inner spiritual value of time. Time is also an entity, and time devoid of any holiness is just an external shell. And we insert holiness into time by being Mekadesh, the moon, the new moon. And that gives holiness into time, and that's what we say in our davening, Mekadesh Yisrael, the Roshei Chodashim, or Mekadesh Yisrael Vazmanim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sanctifies the Jewish people, and through us, he sanctifies time. So the Greeks negated any inner spiritual value to this world. They only saw the externals. Even their wisdom was external wisdom based on logic completely and no revealed knowledge like our Torah. And in order to negate what we represented, that inner spiritual value to the world, to the body, and to time, they negated Shabbos, Bris Milah, and Rosh Chodesh. It's interesting that those three things that the Greeks tried to negate, our Hanukkah replenished them extra special. For every Hanukkah is 8 days, just like Bris Milah. Every Hanukkah has at least one Shabbos in it, which is a special Shabbos Hanukkah. And every Hanukkah has in it Rosh Chodesh Tevet, which is all three things that the Greeks tried to negate, Hanukkah contains.
I never thought of that before. It contains elements of Shabbat, of Brit Milah, and of Rosh Chodesh. That's unbelievable. I just want to sort of reiterate what you're saying, Rabbi Leff, to see if I understand it. You're saying that the Greeks were intellectual people, logical people. They believed that the world wasn't created in 6 days with a God ahead of it. The world just happened. They believe that there's no extra spirituality to the body. It's just a body. And in terms of the calendar, they believe that you don't want to put any spirituality into it. Days happen as they happen. Is that right?
Exactly.
Now, wouldn't it be logical for them to have said no learning Torah? Because for us, Torah is the epitome of our spirituality,
100%.
The epitome of our connection to Hashem.
That was the overall intention. That's why it says in the Al-Hanisim, what the Greeks wanted to do was lashkicham torasecha, to make us forget the Torah, and they did make a decree about learning Torah, and specifically the oral Torah.
Ah.
Written Torah is like the body, and the oral Torah is the soul of the Torah. And they didn't mind if we had a written Torah, a book, with a bunch of facts in it or whatever, because all nations have their books. But the oral Torah makes the written Torah come alive, makes gives it a soul, and that's what they wanted, to make us forget the oral Torah.
Wasn't it the Greeks that had us translate the Torah for the very first time?
Right, the written Torah into Greek, because again, they were not against the written Torah, because to them it was folklore.
Right.
They wanted to know this folklore too, and they wanted to make it something that was secularized into Greek. But the oral Torah, which is the neshama, which makes Torah come alive, which makes it a way of life, that they wanted to negate. And it's interesting, these Greeks didn't want to destroy us, nor destroy the Beis HaMikdash. The Greeks, two things that the Greeks wanted to do, l'tamei u'l'chalel. They wanted to defile and desecrate. Now the word halal means a vacuum, something that has a shell but no inside. That's why outer space is called halal. A dead body is a halal, because all he has is a body and no soul. And a chalil is a flute, which is hollow on the inside. And in fact, I'm sure the word hollow in English comes from the word halal. That's the source of that word. Ches Lamed Lamed is like H-O-L-L. That's why there's two L's in hollow.
Wow.
They wanted to hollow us out. They wanted to make only the external body, but nothing inside. No internal spiritual value. And that's what Tumah is. Tumah is wherever there was a spiritual inside, and it left, like a person died, his neshama left, the vacuum that's left is called Tumah, is called the defilement.
Wow. And they obviously they failed miserably, because we're still here. We're still learning Torah. We're still keeping Shabbat and all of the laws.
That's exactly what the miracle of Hanukkah tells us. That when there's a conflict between the externals, the Greeks had the externals. They were mighty and they were many. But we had the internals. We were pure and righteous and we learned Torah. And when there was a conflict between them, our inner power overcame their outer power.
Rabbi Lev, do you have a message to the kids listening to the show at home that's connected to Hanukkah and what we can learn from it?
Yes, that we should not be overly impressed with the physical things in the world and realize that the real power is the power we have of our Kedusha, our spirituality, our Torah. That's the real power of the world. And the proof of it is we stand by our candles, which represent this inner light, this inner energy, inner spiritual power, and we sing about the Greeks and the Egyptians and Malasur and the Babylonians and all of the nations that came against us that had all the physical things going for them, and they're no longer singing about anybody. They're in the history books, and we're still around. So it's not the physical things in the world that make the difference. It's the spiritual things. And just to end on a light note, the food of Hanukkah here in Israel is sufganiyot, jelly donuts. And I think a jelly donut brings out this message very nicely. In a jelly donut, it's not the outside that's the main thing. It's what's inside that's the main thing.
That's good. I love it. Thank you so much, Rabbi Lev, for being on the show and for your wonderful messages.
Thank you for inviting me.
We're going to listen to